News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Iran has said that it is yet to decide whether or not it will attend a new round of peace negotiations with the United States. And this, of course, has cast uncertainty on whether or not the Middle East war is likely to completely finish anytime soon. Patrick Bury is with us, defence expert at the University of Bath and former NATO analyst. And Patrick, the last time we spoke, you were talking about the strategic logic behind the blockade and the pressure that it puts on other supporters and actors like China. We saw Iran threaten to retaliate after that cargo ship was seized, but as yet no retaliation. Does that mean that they have lost the will or that they don't have the ability to deliver on that promised retaliation?
Good morning, Anton. Good to chat again. I don't really think so, because it depends on if is anyone really trying to cross the strait over the last 24 hours. And given a few vessels in the last 72 hours have been targeted, it's probably down to a zero, essentially, because the Iranians have shown that they are in control of the strait. The US is therefore shown, well, if that's the case, you're not getting any of your boats out to your allies. And essentially, it's a standoff. The Iranians are using non-attendance at these talks that are meant to happen in Islamabad at the end of the ceasefire, which is tomorrow, as leverage to try to get that blockade by the US broken. It's interesting, as I mentioned, I think when we were chatting last time, look at China and what they do. China, Xi Jinping has come out and said that he would like the strait to be open, which is a little bit vanilla in terms of its statement. But if you look at the timing and what's going on, it clearly implies that it would like the US to at least close its blockade to allow the negotiations to happen. So there's a contest of wills going on. I think the Iranians have calculated they can basically squeeze the Americans a bit more. It's probably likely, I would say, if I had to bet, that someone will turn up from the Iranian regime. But there's an interesting other angle emerging now, which is just how factionalized it always was, the Iranian regime, but now how factionalized and hardline it is since so much of the leadership has been removed.
Which is an interesting irony, that the regime change has now provided a worse regime.
Well, this happens all the time. You know, it's very common. And, you know, we saw it with the Taliban decapitation. Do you remember in the Afghanistan war, there was a campaign by the US and NATO special forces to basically take out the senior leaders of, again, a factionalized insurgency in that case. And it ended up with the senior leaders, which are often more moderate, being replaced by younger, far more idealistic and less moderate commanders. And so it's not as if this is a surprise if you do this. It was well known that the Ayatollah, for example, was probably keeping a lid on Iran's nuclear ambitions and balancing off the where the one of the core power bases is, the IRGC.
Now, Patrick, final thing. I read some speculation that if the Americans decide to do it, they might have the military capacity to force open the Strait of Hormuz. Is there any truth in that belief?
Well, it's very difficult in terms of the maritime operation. And certainly, although the blockade will have increased their naval presence, it didn't look like as of the ceasefire time that they had enough in the place. So we'll have to see if they've moved more shipping around. I would say they have moved some, but it's a very, very difficult mission, Anton. You need to basically send in a number of, fight your way into the strait if the Iranians aren't going to let you. And then set up a basically like a picket line of probably destroyer with their missile defense bubbles to put over all along that 730-mile coast. And behind that picket line, then use your smaller vessels like your frigates and your minesweepers to escort these slow-moving, highly flammable, easy-to-hit tankers out. And you need continuous air patrols above that as well. So it would be hugely resource intensive. It's much more likely to happen if there is a ceasefire and a much lower threat environment with, I think, a multinational maritime coalition, especially the European NATO member states, etc., sending their ships alongside a US, maybe a command and an element there too. But it's a really big resource constraint at the moment, and you've got a high level of risk, which, by the way, when it happened before, you'll only get a small number of boats out anyway. I think, you know, you're looking at maybe a quarter of what would usually go through the strait, so...
Well, thank you very much for the insight into that, Patrick. That's Patrick Bury, who is defence expert at the University of Bath and former NATO analyst.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.